Good morning. And looking at the time, it's time to start a convention, brethren. We're going to get started. We are going to open with our theme, convention theme hymn, which is hymn number 179. 179 will be our opening hymn. We'll sing all the verses. Remain seated. 179. Good morning once again, and welcome to all of you brethren. You're here for the extra special blessings of early morning. We're going to start with our Bethel service this morning with the morning resolve, which will be read by Brother David. And then after that, Brother Al will read the vow unto the Lord. And our manitex will be Brother Tom Murray. In that order, please.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows to the Most High. Psalms 116, 12 through 14. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere towards all. I will seek not to please self and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, to the truth, to the brethren, and with all whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him come what may.
a vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my words and thoughts and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to assist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself towards those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the room to the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Matthew 20:28. If the consecration be to the Lord, then every sacrifice of our just rights and interests on behalf of ourselves as new creatures, on behalf of husband or wife, father or mother, neighbors or friends, brethren in Christ, is counted of the Lord as so much done to him. Whereas if the very same services were rendered from another standpoint by anyone unjustified, and not consecrated to the Lord, or merely done to the individuals and not as a sacrifice unto the Lord, these things would not count to us as priests as our sacrifices. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Matthew 20:28.
Very good, and welcome, and thank you very much. Well done on the Bethel, at least one of the brethren. This is their very first Bethel service, so it was well done. We'd like to welcome all the brethren to this convention, and we're also like to not only welcome those that are here present with us today, but during the course of our convention, we'll be having brethren who will be joining us on the Internet, so we are welcoming everyone to this particular convention. We're eagerly looking forward to the rich blessings of this convention. What a wonderful opportunity we have. The opportunity of this convention, the opportunity of fellowship with our brethren, and the opportunity to share with one another of those of us with like precious faith. And also even the grander opportunity we have in the invitation of the body of Christ. It's a time of great expectations for the blessings through the messages delivered through the Lord, through the mouths of the speakers we have, and we're eagerly looking forward to hearing our speakers this convention. It would be our prayer that during this convention that we all would have receptive ears to hear the messages delivered. And we also are looking forward to these 2 days of grand and glorious fellowship. We certainly do appreciate this oasis of fellowship that we have away from the world as we spend some time together. And we also want to have the local brethren would like very much to be able to make this as comfortable as possible for the brethren. If there's something we can do, please let us know. We refer to these seats here as 45-minute seats. So if we have a few cushions in the back, actually, if you'd like to grab one of those and sit on them, they're not easy to sit in after a while. So why don't I have you take advantage of those particular cushions here. In any case, let's get started because we want to get started and give our brother enough time to talk, and we're looking forward to hearing the messages by our first speaker. It's not easy being the first speaker at a convention. We appreciate it. But we also realize the biggest blessings, the biggest ears, we're listening for the first convention. So, at the first talk of a convention. So, we're looking forward to hearing Brother Rick's message. We're going to open Brother Rick Cunningham's discourse with his suggested hymn, and that would be 182. 182, we will rise for the singing of the last verse, and then we'll have Brother Randy Garalick come forward and open our convention with prayer. Hymn 182.
Holy Father, we come before you at this time as a company of thy dear children, desirous of coming here in the Spirit to learn from you and desire to fellowship one with another. We thank you for the Bethel service and the reminders that we are given of not only our duty, but our urging us forward to do that which is pleasing to you in every way. We thank you especially for the fellowship that we are about to receive during all of this convention, and all of the things that we should have our hearts open and mindful of, looking for to complete the projects which we have, but also to look for new and encouraging things to do for others, for our brethren. We're grateful for the provisions made here. We thank you for the, as was said, for the calm and peace and chance to do and to fellowship one with another deeply and richly, and bless our fellowship that it be just that, rich and deep, and centered on those things which lead unto life and unto godliness. We ask forgiveness for our shortcomings. Pray a special blessing upon all those who need you in some special way as well, in health and in body and mind, and in a spirit. We thank you for the theme of our convention too, that of a continuous desire to do the most important thing, which is to praise you with all our energy. We ask now a special blessing upon Brother Rick as he will break to us the bread of life. Bless these words which he will speak. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For our recordings, today is May 1st, 2010.